Welcome to the Advisor Advocates Podcast. My name is Garrett Lill. I'm a certified financial planner and former advisor. And I started Advisor Advocates in this podcast to share with other advisors some of the experience that I like to say I accidentally accumulated over the course of my 13-year career, especially around the areas of the industry involving transitions from one firm to the other, advisor recruiting, M&A deals, things of that nature. Interesting thing for advisors that I've experienced in my career is that advisors are often on an island. We don't really know what's out there. We don't know what's going on outside the walls of our firm and outside the confines of our own practices. Especially when I was working in the recruiting industry and talking with advisors, there were just so many advisors who didn't know what they didn't know. So the purpose of this podcast and Advisor Advocates is to help bridge that information gap, to help advisors understand a little bit more about what the landscape looks like out there, what options are available to you, and sort of share some of the insights that I've ran into and hopefully answer some of the most common questions that advisors have. To Advisor Advocates, Ed Meek and James Alexander. Excited to have you guys on to talk about Edge Financial Advisors. Ed, why don't you start us off a little bit? Just tell me a little bit about Edge FA and how it came about, how you came to found it, and sort of your background and your story as well.
Yeah, thanks, Garrett. I got in the business in 92, fresh out of college. For a couple of years, tried the selling life insurance route, and then fortunately got a job at Fidelity Investments in what's called one of the retail branches in a western suburb of Chicago. And I worked there for 11 years, kind of worked my way up, started working with higher end clients. And Fidelity was awesome. It's a great company to work for, except there were just corporate things happen. You know, there's always new management. And eventually I became a little tired of taking care of too many clients. Early on, I became a certified financial planner at Fidelity. And I really wanted to roll my sleeves and help people holistically, comprehensively help them in all areas of their financial life. We certainly knew and still do that investments are important, but all these other things that you do financially can make a really big difference in people's lives. And I just wasn't able to do that. And so the reason I started Edge nearly 20 years ago was to be able to work with less clients and help them in this real comprehensive financial planning way. And we're a typical model where, you know, we charge a percent or less, depending on how much money we're managing for people. But they don't just get investment management, they get this comprehensive financial planning. And that's kind of a very broad term, and every advisor says they do that. But we really do that. We have a very comprehensive, holistic, behind-the-scenes plan where we make sure that people are taken care of in each of the five core areas of planning, as you can see in this presentation, which covers the main areas that we're all familiar with: estate planning, tax planning, retirement planning, insurance planning, and investment planning. And so that's how, why I got it started. It's been 20 years. We've been growing nicely. And as time went on over the last 5 years or so, we've been adding other advisors who also have the same thinking and wanting to help clients in the same way. So that's kind of how I got started. We're in a western suburb here of Chicago called Wheaton, Illinois, about 25 miles west of Chicago.
You tend to bring in folks that are specialists in one area versus another, and that's really kind of their core area of the team.
Right now, the way we have it set up is we have three different kind of pockets of advisors that have their own group of clients. And our goal for Edge is to eventually bring in more advisors that would also bring in their clients, and then we would help them continue to grow and get more clients. And the way it's set up right now is we have like a team that surrounds those clients. One is the advisor, such as myself. Another one is James here. He's a partner here. He's a certified financial planner, and he does as well. And so we are we're able to help people holistically in all of those areas. Now, just like other people, other advisors, we're not estate planning attorneys, but we do know a fair amount about estate planning with what's been going on and the ability to, you know, learn a lot about these areas. We have very close relationships with a couple of estate planning attorneys that we are able to work with, as just an example. And then some of us are experts in certain areas. For example, like James here, he knows a lot more about long-term planning than I do for long-term care insurance potentially, and he's helped me a lot. And just like me, I've been in the industry a little bit longer than him. And so there's some areas that, you know, when he comes across a certain situation, he brings me in on. So we do help each other in that area. You know, my other partner we have, he's the chief investment officer. His name is John Smith. you know, when it comes to certain kind of investment things, like we had a really nice client come in recently that James can give you an example on that had a lot of stock that had low cost basis. And so James immediately went and got John. James, maybe you want to give an example of, you know, how that worked.
You bet. Yes, I think that's well said. I think, you know, we certainly have our areas of expertise that we'll tap each other on the shoulder for, but the foundation is there around, you know, being a certified financial planning and knowing all the aspects of planning. In that example, as Ed had mentioned, you know, very wealthy client, many, many millions of low cost basis stock. And we were able to use an options strategy through John to create an upside and a downside protection on that, in addition to diversifying out of that stock through what's called an exchange fund without having to sell the actual positions. And so that's a very unique thing that, you know, John is an expert on that I used him for. And so in addition to that, he's got knowledge around hedge funds and private equity and things of that nature. So we'll use each other as we see fit for what we are good at, with the understanding that the basics of financial planning and all those buckets that I discussed is the responsibility of the advisor, and we help each other with that along the way.
I think one of the things I've really enjoyed about getting to know you guys and some other videos that we've created on other topics is you guys really, I mean, you've got a lot of dirt under your fingernails, so to speak, when it comes to knowing what you're doing and getting into the details of some pretty advanced things. I'm curious off the record to find out what you're talking about there with that option strategy, right? Like, that's a pretty cool little trick that it sounds like you guys figured out. When you talk about advanced financial planning, that's a great example with the option strategy. Maybe give me one or two more examples, like maybe from a tax standpoint or an estate planning standpoint, just to kind of spotlight that.
You bet. Yeah, I'll start it off within those unique planning aspects. And the analogy I use, so I'm a big chestnut, but the, you know, I played for a while. The analogy I use is you're playing a chess game for your clients, and how do you move the pieces in the right capacity to win the game of financial life? And sometimes you have to get creative. It's not just a common, oh, do this and this and this and we're done. A couple examples along those lines is, you know, we're very big on Roth conversions right now, given where the tax rates are and where we foresee them being in the future and how much beneficial it can help clients. But we have to be strategic about it. And so one example with a client that we just had, we just did the last couple of years strategy for, is we combined a Roth conversion with charitable giving. We created a charitable gift fund, front-loaded that gift fund to get a massive tax write-off. And then we use that tax write-off to convert assets from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. So it lessened the tax burden, accomplished their charitable giving, and still got money into a tax-free account for the rest of their life and 10 years after for their kids. And so we have to get a little bit creative about it, but that's the exciting part. And that's how you earn higher net worth clients. When we're not just following a script, every situation is incredibly unique. And the way our culture is here is we'll come across a client situation and we'll tap each other on the shoulder and say, hey, what should we do here? What am I missing? Let's get together. Let's brainstorm so that we know we have every optimal scenario we can think of to present to that client. That's so powerful when we work as a team, even though we're serving our clients separately, to be able to accomplish the maximum thing we can for our clients. That's the end of the day. That's the end goal at the end of the day is to do that. And that's where you earn their trust and their respect.
Yeah, that's one example. What we also try to do is find some areas, and we've been able to expose them where we really help our clients save money in tax. For example, I know I mentioned this to you, Garrett, another time, is we actually have an entire website and an entire marketing campaign around something called defined benefit plans, where small business owners, individuals who make a lot of money, can put tremendous amounts, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year pre-tax into a retirement account and save them just boatloads of money on taxes. Not just that year, but all that money's compounding on their behalf. And so we help a lot of people in this area. And literally, when we do the retirement planning, like we, you know, use the financial planning software, because we're doing that now, people are retiring years earlier. It's like pretty amazing to see. And so there are certain areas that some people can utilize. And what we do is we really believe this tax planning around all your investments, making decisions around all that is really, really helpful. And we can show people how it's helpful. We have four core values at our company. They're focused on simplicity. So we're trying not to recreate the wheel. You know, these things that you had mentioned, the thing about options trading. Well, the reason why we were able to do that is because John was on the options trading desk at Fidelity Investments. So he has an area of expertise in that. So for him, it's simple. If he wasn't here, we wouldn't be able to do that. But we focus on making things simple. And we, a thing that's connected to that is we embrace innovation. And what I mean by that is we utilize and spend a lot of money on whatever we can that can help us and help our, help it make it easier for the advisor to help the client. So we have a couple of AI softwares. One of them helps us do analysis of Roth conversion. We can look at Roth conversion for clients in a couple of different ways. We have the higher version of what's called Money Guide Pro, which is most people have probably heard of. That's a very high-end, you know, financial planning software. So those are two of the core values we have. So it's focus on simplicity, embrace innovation. We demand excellence and always act with integrity. Every advisor has the integrity piece, right? When they say their core values. But we use these as like a filter. And every decision we make has these, it has to fit these. If it comes in conflict with any of these things, if something becomes kind of crazy and complex, and that happened to us once a number of years ago, we found this awesome software. And we thought clients would love it and everybody was going to adopt it. Well, it just wasn't simple. And we tried it for a little while and, you know, we made a 1-year commitment and it was expensive for the software, but we stopped using it after like 6 months because we're like, this just isn't going to work. Our clients aren't adopting it. It's not simple for us. And so we're trying to put advisors to take care of their clients in the best spot. My whole job now is to try to do that so advisors can come in, they can focus on their clients, they can focus on getting new clients, and we take care of everything else with great software, a great team. We're always trying to make their life easier so they can help clients, so they can help their clients in a really comprehensive way.
I think at a maybe a very general level or at a high level, you can kind of generalize advisors into one or two categories. They either are planning focused or they are more business development focused. In a lot of the roles, whether that's something that the advisor themselves chooses that that's the path they want to take, or it's just the way their firm directs them, right?
Yeah. So you're 100% right. And those skill sets are completely different. But in our industry, what happens is you get hired. You just name the organization. Almost all of them are like, all right, really, you're hired to be a salesperson and they think you're going to be a good advisor. And then you just go eat what you kill. And so that's pretty typical for the model. And that model, as you and I and everybody knows, there's some absolutely incredible financial planners or advisors who are awesome at that. They're just not incredible at finding business and vice versa. We're set up in a way where we have an advisor that is with us now. He doesn't claim to be a financial planner, doesn't want to be a financial planner, likes to be kind of a light version of a financial advisor, but he just goes out and focuses on getting business and bringing it in. And we've got it set up so the team around him can then do all the financial planning. On the other side of things, people who are more focused on financial planning. And what our job is James and I are the ones in charge here at the company of helping advisors get more business, whether it is we're directly working on paying for bringing in clients for them to take care of, or helping them focus on, like, you know, we focus on this defined benefit plan. That's one of the areas, a niche area that we have. But we have someone who just recently came in and she specializes in working with women who are divorced or getting a divorce, because a lot of women want to work with women. And so we're helping her create a marketing campaign around that specifically. And so it doesn't matter necessarily, advisors come to us if they're more focused on one or the other. It's really hard. I mean, some people can be great at both, but we're set up to be able to kind of complement both. And then we have three areas that we believe advisors are going to grow. And we're doing this currently. And James is an example of this. One area is helping them focus on marketing in an area that they want to. A second area is just learning how to get better, more referrals. You know, that's where the best leads come from. And I, in an example, I've been doing this a long time and I've gotten more referrals more recently because I have changed and done some things that have facilitated those more. And then the third area is an area of buying other advisors who are retirees, book clients. And James is the one who primarily took care of the last one that we had. And he was, it was funny. You were saying, you know, a lot of people call themselves financial planners. Well, it was interesting when we started talking to him, he and James is snickering because when we started talking to him, the guy was like, he was like 75 or something. And he was like, oh yeah, I do retirement planning. And then we bought his book of business. James started working with these people. He started asking them all these questions about financial planning and they knew nothing. Like this guy literally just put him in investment accounts. But he believed he was a financial planner.
Yeah. I think that's so important to emphasize is how deep we go on planning and how we want all advisors to learn that. Because at the end of the day, you know, yes, it's important to gain a client, but that's not where we earn our keep. We have to have the expectation we're married to that client for the rest of their lives. That's our goal. And so that's where we have to position ourselves as problem solvers. And really dig under the hood of every scenario to make sure that they are in the best spot. And they know that because that's when peace of mind happens. And I can't tell you how many times when we create a good game plan and execute that game plan together in a partnership, everything else takes care of themselves. They refer clients to us. They provide great reviews. And that's our end goal is to really serve them in a way that provides peace of mind and trust and let them go about their day-to-day without having to worry about the financial matters.
From our conversations, you are one of the very few, and I admire this about your firm, that really is embracing a 2024 marketing strategy. And really, you're already creating a lot of content, doing a lot of things to put people in that funnel to eventually get to your advisor's desk as prospects.
Yeah, so I would say a few years ago, we rebranded Edge. It used to be called Edge Portfolio Management. And the reason we did it to Edge Financial Advisors is because we didn't want people thinking we're just, you know, the primarily portfolio management. And then we rebranded and redid the website. Our marketing people who have experience in the financial area. We talked to clients and did a lot of kind of research to figure out, like, how can we communicate our brand in a more effective way, which was very helpful. So that was kind of like, you know, the grounding and the base work. And then since then we started focusing on what do we want to focus on. And our first kind of main area niche was this defined benefit plan, which we've now had in place about 3 years. Like I said, we have a website specifically just geared for that. When we have leads kind of go straight to the website so they can kind of get an understanding, get to know the prospects. And so our marketing plans now are very, very specific. We work with LinkedIn where we actually, James and I, and we're having other advisors get this too, where LinkedIn is actually, we have a company that specifically has people, more and more and more people that are in our target market become connections with us. And James and I, at least once a week, put out social media posts on LinkedIn and they are targeting kind of this audience. So we're constantly getting more and more people that kind of fit who we want to work with. And so we have a variety of companies that we're working with that are helping us focus on kind of the niches that we want. And that's what we're going to do and that's what we do with other advisors. Like this woman advisor, she's pretty new. So we haven't done it yet, but we're going to specifically have her target women and help her be able to target in various ways.
Yeah. And to expand upon that marketing component and some of those channels that we've been able to have some success on is, you know, Ed and I do a podcast. We have a little over 40 episodes now, and that's been a phenomenal validator for any prospects that hear about us, in addition to clients that, you know, see it and might refer people. And, you know, one of the best validations of that is when somebody hears about us, they want to know, what are we about? And that's a wonderful way for them to view that. And we do it on video. They get a feel on who we are. And we'd love for more advisors to come on board with that and show their worth and show their human element of it all. So the podcast is one. You know, we have a marketing company that we've hired that we've been using for several years, and they help with a variety of campaigns via webinars, you know, certain in-person events, things of that nature. We also have now an office, a standalone office with our name brand on it in downtown Wheaton, where there's a lot of foot traffic. And we've started to see, you know, walk-ins and inbound calls, because when people look us up, they see their physical location. You know, there's also SEO, search engine optimization, that has certainly worked. You find a search in my local area, we're one of the first that come up. That's powerful. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that help drive people our way.
there's still the old sales component of buying leads. And while we're not opposed to that, we haven't seen a lot of success with that. And primarily due to the fact that when you buy leads, they get all these different advisors. They're comparing and contrasting, and we have to make sure that they're the right fit for us, and that's a big deal. Instead, we'd like to have people see what we do, raise their hand on their own, and understand, okay, this is what I need, and that's been the most successful endeavor for us.
Last question here, and I know this is one that it's the elephant in the room, right? Advisor economics. Advisors are going to want to know, how much do we get paid, and how does that all work? I will kind of tee this up by saying, I know, Ed, from our conversations, that I'm asking maybe more for you to kind of highlight the framework of that, because I know that you're very flexible in terms of, okay, well, let's talk numbers when we need to talk numbers, but just give advisors out there an idea of what type of compensation structure you're looking at, and then also, kind of touch on, if you like, the fact that, hey, each advisor is going to be different in their needs and what they bring to the table, and there's always going to be some element of flexibility there as well, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So certainly there's like most people get paid in the industry, like a split on revenue, and that amount will be different depending on circumstances. But the one thing I will say is that everybody who comes here gets a pretty, pretty comprehensive kind of benefits package. The person who works here gets their health insurance paid for. We have a very robust retirement plan that I haven't yet seen anyone who receive like contributions in the retirement plan in ours. So those are very, very attractive. We pay for almost everything. We will pay for marketing, and it's very comprehensive. So you're getting, it's the almost opposite of what a lot of advisors sometimes think, oh, I want to get a huge payout. Oh, and I'll pay for those things. Well, if you do that, that's fine. It works for some people, but you don't realize how expensive some of those things are. And are you going to be able to do them in the same way? I mean, we already have it all in place. Like, we literally are going to help you do marketing. We're going to buy books of business, and you're going to be able to get clients. We're going to hand to you. And maybe your payout's not going to be as high as if you bring them in on your own, but it's pretty attractive. And I'd say the last thing that kind of in the big picture that's super important to us, and I think it's sometimes people undervalue because they just don't realize our culture. It's really important that this person fits into our culture. We're not just looking for people. Certainly all the people at our company are very, very different. We're not all best friends. You don't have to be. But we just have certain things in our culture that we have all A players here, and we all are able to get along really well. I actually have a coach. I hired the coach for a couple of years. That coach helped coach the entire company on how can we communicate better? How can we get along, not just get along, but like work in the most effective way so everybody can be A players and do the best work. Like, we don't have a weak link here. And so people who come aboard with us, if they come aboard with us and it's a good fit, they're going to come into a culture that's going to help them thrive. And that's really the key, is we want to put advisors that work with us in a position to be able to thrive.
Yeah, I'll add real quick along the lines of the support given, and I'll speak firsthand on this. One of the other powerful pieces, in addition to all the packages and, the support, is the team support. So I'm blessed where I have, an associate advisor and a client service associate that does a lot of behind the scenes work. We're not kidding when we say, the goal of every advisor is to be able to focus on their clients, bringing in ones if that's their area of expertise, and or serving them. Paperwork's done for you. All those other factors, some of the research and the specialists, they're all taken care of for you so you can focus on what you're good at. That's so important for us.
The last thing I want to say, Garrett, is I have one problem with James, and that is he has a bad background compared to you and me.
That's right.
He didn't get the memo.
We'll see how much I can edit around that.
I really want to thank Ed and James for taking the time to join me on the show and share a little bit more about their team up there in the Chicago area with Edge FA. I've really had a great time getting to know those guys over the last little bit. They are very stand up, very straightforward, and in an industry that is well known for some good guys and some maybe not so good. When you come across the good ones, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to help share their story and let advisors know what they're offering. And with Ed and James and their team, what you see is what you get. They're very client focused and also very team focused. in their office and not only helping their advisors grow, but also develop professionally and zero in and hone their skill sets for their clients so that they can all work better together. So I really appreciate their time again. And if you'd be interested in having a conversation to learn a little bit more about the opportunity to join their team, love to chat with you. Feel free to give me a call. My cell number is in the description here. You can give me a call at 919-561-2436. I do encourage you to shoot me a text before you give me a call. I don't tend to answer calls if I don't recognize the number. So give me a heads up and give me a call. Shoot me an email to garrett@theadvisoradvocates.com. You can go to my calendar link, which should be below as well, and schedule a call or a Zoom meeting at your convenience if that's a good route for you to take. Or just get on the website and drop me a form message and let me know how to contact you. I'm happy to reach out. But if you're interested in learning a little bit more about it, would love to chat with you about what we may not have had a chance to get into during the show, and see if it's a good fit for you to maybe move forward and have a conversation with Ed or James. Appreciate your time again. Hope you enjoyed. See you soon.